You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. We've been on the road again, talking to craftspeople in a series we're calling Artisans of Michigan. We are on a residential street in Highland Park. That's a city within the city of Detroit.
You don't pull too hard because it's going to tear.
I'm watching Celeste Smith make a hat, a fancy one.
I'm going to put a couple tats in here.
She says she's been up all night long working on her hats for her company, Celeste Couture Hats.
I'm getting ready for the Derby. They're having the Detroit Derby Day here, and then I also have some clients that go to Louisville. That big one that you're seeing on the table down there, that's for one of my clients. And so I've been like getting that ready. So May 6th is the big day.
Smith says the Kentucky Derby's always a busy time, but since she moved her business from Los Angeles to Highland Park, she stayed pretty busy. She's not making hats for movies anymore. It's a different clientele, but she's learning who's likely to be interested.
The church women, they will spend a little bit more, and they like elaborate hats.
Celeste Smith says she started out a long time ago making bridal veils. Then she started working with Hollywood costume designer Rita Riggs.
My business started taking off, and I start working with Rita. And I start, you know, making hats for her, different film work. And I loved doing working in the film industry because it's seeing the work going across the screen and then also seeing your name on the credit was kind of like, wow, did I do that? That was fun.
She even had time to study millinery in Europe. But then her mom got sick and she came back to Highland Park to care for her. After her mom passed away, instead of moving back to L.A., Celeste Smith decided to stay. Because of the kids, her neighbors.
And the kids just love me. When they see me, Miss Celeste, I always say, call me Miss Celeste. And they come in here and they want to see what I'm doing.
So she called Rita Riggs in Los Angeles.
So when I started seeing that, I thought, you know what? I'm not going to come back just yet. I said, I think there's something here and I'm going to see. I want to work with it and see.
So it's Celeste Couture Hats in Highland Park for the time being. Our latest Artisan of Michigan. Artisans of Michigan is produced in partnership with the Michigan Traditional Arts Program of the Michigan State University Museum. Support for arts and culture coverage comes from the Michigan Council for the Arts and Cultural Affairs.